It is a thrill to meet you, Miss Horn.
Thank you.
Really, it is.
Well, I like show business, too.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like you because you like to sing, and you like singers.
Yeah.
But you like dancers, too.
I do, but so. I don't do either well.
Well, sometimes I goof, lots of time, but that's show business.
I've never seen you goof once.
Yeah, well, you know, I suffer not to goof, but it happens.
Yeah. Now, you are turning 80 years old.
Yes, yes.
You look amazingly beautiful. 80 years old. You're having a huge birthday bash.
Yes, so I hear. I'm very grateful for it. It's because it's for a great outfit. Society of Singers, you know?
Yes.
And I've known a whole lot of indigent singers through these years, and it's nice to be with an organization that helps them out. I was trying to think earlier on about all the guys like Arthur Prysock and Johnny Hartman and all the great, great singers who needed Society of Singers.
Right.
And we finally have one.
And it's an organization that takes care of singers as they get on.
It helps them talk about, get health benefits. It teaches them about unions and which ones to join that are going to help them, helping them with housing, helping them with health care. They do a lot of great work. But the main thing is that the person that the award is named for means a lot to me.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella Fitzgerald.
The amazing Ella Fitzgerald. You must miss her very much.
I did. I missed her. She was a great, great singer. I don't know what she was like personally, because she was the kind of singer that never let you know in the song that she had any personal problem or any angst or any suffering. And she just sang the song. It was like a crystal bead, everything she said. And you didn't have to imagine what the people were going through that the songs were written about, but you just heard the song. And she was, I don't know, there was nobody like her.
Exactly. No one like her ever.
No,
I have
never.
So many of her records, and
yes.
It puts you in a special zone when you put on Ella Fitzgerald.
And she keeps you happy.
Yes.
Keeps you on a nice level.
Now, will you be performing at your birthday celebration?
I have a notion that someone terribly important, like you, might be there and say, "Do you sing?"
I would never do that to you. But
well,
I'm thinking about it.
Yes, I know.
Well, some of the people, and I don't know if you're aware of this, I hope it's not a surprise, because...
It's the world's greatest surprise party that I've ever had. I usually give my own birthday parties, you know?
Well, the people who are going to be there are pretty amazing. Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, well, Rosemary.
She's been here a few times. Is she delicious?
Yes, I know. I've seen
you. You watch my show?
Of course I do.
Oh, my God.
Of course I do.
Lena Horne, from now on, I'm going to be very nervous.
Oh,
I'm not going to sing anymore. Stop.
No, no. Please.
No, I mean, look what I have on here. Oh, I have everything.
I get too hungry for dinner.